שנאמר בכל קידש לסיגה וגיימה, בכל קידש לסיגה ולעמיקדוש לסובת. בוא נזמן שנפנקסו דעד בכל קידש לסיגה ולעמיקדוש לסובת. So he says, מה כשביע לנגיע? מה נגיע במקסס? איפה נגיע איזה במקסס? So he שמו נגיע, אביע במקסס, שמו ביע. So it's especially alfusi. So Mele Tesis in the first lashon holds that the pshat in bia b'miktsas shmo bia is not that bia b'miktsas is considered a food. No. Bia b'miktsas is bia b'miktsas, but it's a new iser, a new love for bia b'miktsas. Not that bia b'miktsas is considered a food bia, a bia b'kulei. But it's a new iser of bia b'miktsas. So in other words, there are two isurim. There is one iser of bia bikulei, ala mikdash leisavei, and then there is another lab that is deduced to the hekesh of bia bimiktsas, but that's a new lab. That's a new lab. And there can be nafkemines, because let's say, now it might be, I mean I'm not sure, but let's say there is a halacha of mutafiyu sheirim al yinu mizir. Let's say if let's say noshim, the Gemara says noshim were accustomed to eat Erevin Kippur until Shkia. So we shouldn't make a scandal. In other words, if in a nice way you can stop them, so of course we are mechuyev to stop them. But if it is so, sometimes a certain practice is so rooted that you cannot uproot it unless you make a scandal. So, and there is a possibility, and there is a possibility that you'll make it worse. In other words, if you make a scandal, so then they'll do it anyway, and then it will be amazing. The Chalapokas now, they don't know. So they think it's mutah. So there is aloche mutah shei sheva imizim. But that doesn't apply to a case of women or men who are accustomed to eat on the kippah. So then the aloche is that you have to make a scandal, even for the remotest possibility that you might accomplish, unless you are 100% sure that you can't accomplish. So then, kishem shemitzvah imadova nishma, kach mitzvah shalom imadova shena nishma. But, Rishenim say that the aloche of mutaf yushayim al yim mizidin applies only to Nisa de Rabbanon or to Nisa de Raise, because Tetzus Yim HaKippurim is a Nisa de Raise, but it's not Mifurash Bateo. It's not Mifurash Bateo. Then there is aloche of mutaf yushayim al mizidin. But the Nisa de Raise that is Mifurash Bateo, so there is no din of mutaf yushayim al mizidin. So if there is a possibility that you might accomplish, you have to say, even if it appears more likely that you will not accomplish. As long as there is a possibility that you can accomplish, you have to say, if it's a nisa, hamifurish bateo, and you shouldn't worry about the fact that you might make it worse, because you'll make it mizidi. And right now, it's a shame. Only in regard to a nisa that is not a nisa rabonot, or a nisa that is not mifurish, that is not mifurish bateo. So there is. So now it's possible that according to the first Lashon Tesis, the Tesis says that it's the pshat, the hekesh does not imply that bia b'miktsas is full bia. But it's a new isa. There is malkes, and there could be kores also. But it's a new isa. It's not the same isa. There is a machlekes whether there is kores. So, according to one mandoma, chorus there isn't, only malchus. So, that in itself is a raya. If there is no, if why isn't the chorus? If bia b'miktsas is bia b'kulei, so there should be chorus too. So, that in itself is a raya. That it's not bia b'kulei, but it's a new isa. Bia b'miktsas is bia b'miktsas, but the Torah asks bia b'miktsas. So, mimele, there is no heta for him, for the mitzera to enter and realize, make it bia b'kulei, because the Torah was only matir that iser of bia b'miktsas, not of bia b'kulei. Apparently, the second. So, really, it's possible that in regard to bia b'miktsas, there will be the aloche of mutaf yushayim al mizidin. I'm not sure, but it's possible. It's possible since it's a new iser. Yes.
Should there be malchus if it's a lav b'samichus?
So, I mean, there is, let's say, there is a lav not to. To heavy machshove that pasal scotching. So, and that is deduced through it roshe. And the Rambam doesn't mention it in the Mina Mitzvahs because of that. And still Malkus there is. So we see that even something that is not mentioned in the Torah, so there still can be Malkus on it. There still can be
Malkus. General
what is it? Where is there such a general cloud? The Rambam has a general cloud that something that is not mentioned in the Torah Befeirush but is deduced for the Midrash HaTir Midrashes Ben, so it's not included in the Mina Mitzvahs. Now, me says, but the Rambam doesn't have a cloud that there is no Malkus. Lafshe Bichloles, there is no Malkus. So Lafshe Bichloles, so one type of Lafshe Bichloles is, you see, so there are two types of Lafshe Bichloles. One type of Lafshe Bichloles is, like with Nimbal, is it Mirshon, that the Lav has two Yisurim, and the Pshutishol Mikro implies two Yisurim. Then there is another type of Lafshe Bichloles, like Lisichu Adam, where the Ikar Yisrael has reference to Achilas Mesir Omer, but then other Yisurim that are not implicit in the traditional Mikro, but in the Droshes. So in regard to the Ikar Yisrael, it's not Lashon HaKodesh. In regard to the other Yisrael that is Nichlal, it has a din of Lashon HaKodesh. So on the other Yisrael that is not implicit in the future, so Mikro, there is no Malkus. Not because of a general principle that something that is not implicit in the future, so Mikro, there is no Malkus. But because it's Lav Sheh Becholes. But here, it's not Lav Sheh Becholes, you see. So Mimele, even though it's deduced to a Hekesh, so there still can be Malkus. Alright, so that's the one tenet. Ve'edi Shleima, kim de'efshe al de'bir b'miktsas. אם יקונה יסכו לישחיה, מי לדהה והאויו לדרך צור ובור לברו. So, why does the second Lashon reject the first Lashon? So, it appears that the second Lashon holds that according to Ule, Bia b'miktsas, the Aloche of Bia b'miktsas is not the new Issa of Bia b'miktsas, but the Aloche that Bia b'miktsas is like Bia b'kole. It's Bia b'kole. So in other words, it comes within the love of Lamidash Lisovei, not a new love, but it comes within the love of Lamidash Lisovei. Now, Lifluv, there is a raya that I mentioned before, because there is one Mandoma that says that even though we say Bia, we mix Ashmo Bia, but Koras there isn't, only Malkus. Now, let's see that. So the Gemara Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis says, Omar Ula Omar Ish Lokish, Tomei Sheichnis Yodin Lipnim Leikich, Shenemar Bichol Kedesh Luisiga, Vigina, Makish Bia Lingia, Manigia Bimiksa Shmo Nigia, Bia Bimiksa Shmo Bia. Alright, then, the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the first line says, Rabino Omar, Liyem Malkesit. So Rashi says, Hodi Omar Ule, Hodi Omar Ule Liyo, Mishmeida Rishlokish, Bibiya Bimiksas, Liyin Yen, Malkesomo, Kidikoma Leike Behedye, Avaloy Liyin Kores, the taste for Mitzera, because the Gemara raised the question against Ule, how can Ule say Bibiya Bimiksashmo Bibiya? So how does the Braise say that Mitzir Shechal Shmini Shalei is better? HaPesach V'ro Keri Bebiyein V'Topal. So he goes into the Rabbis and he stands in the Shah Nikne and he stretches out his right arm and for the Matan Beis. But he's if Bia B'miksa Shmo Bia, Bia B'miksa Shmo Bia is in Mechusah, he is a Fuyein of Ivalkeri, so he'll be able to sell via Bimigdash. So Ule says because Hoyvishtarishta. So Rabina says no, it's no kashet. Because Rishlokish says it only Ligabe Malkesam. Meaning a Malkesam. Kidikoma Lake behead. Avaluli in Kores. So Mimele there is no kashet. Since it's only Malkes and there is no Kores, so Mimele the essay is Dehadalesis. If it involved Kores, so they couldn't say as a difference. But since there is only Malkes, so maybe that's a difference. Can you come and make a behead? Avaluli in Kores, the taste of Mitzera shall we carry. The he is cash, beer in gear, le azore is cash. Can the receive we sobe? Avale enesh, loy is cash. Then enesh bin gear. So Mimele, So in other words, so there is a machlekes. And then there is a third mandoma, Rav Avuhe, he says that there is no malkes either. In other words, it means there is no isadarais. No isadarais. So in other words, so we have three mandomas. One mandoma Rule himself holds that be a bimiktas, there is malkes and there is kots. And then the Rabbine says there is malkes, there is isadarais for be a bimiktas. But kores there is. And then Rav Avuhe says that there is not even malkes, it's not even osam the raise. It being mixed up with only osam the rabbanon. It's only osam the rabbanon. So there are three mandomas. Now, here Teisa says, "Beidi shleima, given the efshal the beer mixas in kol iskule Yisrael, needed the have a holy derech tzor ugole baruch." So that means, so Teisa in the second lashon rejects the first lashon. That now the first lashon means that it's a new Yisrael. It's not that Bia Bimiktsas is considered like Bia Bikolet, but it's a new Yisrael. So Mele, there is no heta for this Mitzera, the Mechusat Purim and the Tfuyein to enter into the Bisamigdosh, because then it will be either the Yisrael of Bia Bikolet, and he only has a heta for Bia Bimiktsas. The second lashon apparently holds that Bia Bimiktsas is also Bia Bikulei. So what does he accomplish by not entering fully into the Bais HaMikdash, into the Azor? Because the stretching out of the arm itself constitutes a Bia Bikulei, a full Bia. So Kesha says, true, it's a full Bia. But if he can do it with the full Bia in a lesser degree, and he does it in a fuller degree, so he's also high. He's also high. I mean, just a holy derech tzor boil baruch. But so apparently the second question takes his hold that Bia Bimiktsas is like Bia Bikulei. Not that Bia Bimiktsas is a new Yisrael. But how can he say that? How can he say that? After all, Rish Lakish says that by Bia Bimiktsas ishmo Bia, but there is only Malkes, but Kores there isn't. Mashayim ken Bia Bikulei, there is Kores. So don't we see from that there is, that it's a new Yisrael. So we have to say that in Yochanami, Teisves, insofar as Rish Lakish is concerned, so Teisves doesn't mention a second Teretz. Teisves mentions a second Teretz in regard to Ule, because Rish Lakish holds that Bia Bimiktsas Shmo Bia, but only Ligabi Malkes, not Ligabi Kores. Mashein Kin Ule, he holds that there is Kores for Bia Bimiktsas too. So the reason is why Teisves gives another Teretz is to answer the Kashe Alibe Di Ule. So Alibe Di Ule, who says that there is Kores, so in Echnam, Alibe the Rish Lakish, who says that there is only Malkes, Kores not, so then it's a new reason. So Bia Bimiktsas is not Bia Bikulei. For Bia Bikulei there is Malkes and Kores, for the love of Lamidosh Lissabe. And for Bia Bimiktsas, which is the deuce of the Hekesh, Manigia Bimiktsas, Abia Bimiktsas, that new love, so there is only Malkes, not Kores. Mashein, but Ule says there is Kores too. So Ule apparently holds that it's the same Isa. That's the reason as to why there is Kores, not only Malkes. So the second Teretz is mentioned by Teisves, Alibe the Ule, not Alibe the Rish Lakish, but Alibe the Rish Lakish. So of course we have to say like the first Teretz. Now what does Teisves equate Beitei Shleima? Given the efshar, how did the beer be mixas? Im yikone iskulei is chayev. Mide de have a hoyoloi derech tzoro. U bolei baruch. So the dinyan is not exact, because over there the Gemara in Shavuos has reference to one who became tamei in the Azor. So he has to go out of the Azor, and if he has to root, so if he was able to follow a short route and he followed the wrong route, so he's chayev. So over there there is no special heta for him. He's an onus. He became tamei in the Azor. What should he do? So he's an onus, so we tell him, you are an onus, alright? So you are onus to the extent of the minimum of time that you must unavoidably remain in the Azor. But if you walk out through a short route and you walk out through a long route, so maybe you're not an onus anymore. Mashein can hear, so he has a head there. The Mitzvah has a heter to stretch out his arm, to stretch out his arm into the Azor. So that this aloche of oil derech tzor ubori baruch applies. So we have to say that Tesis doesn't mean that there is a rayin. Tesis only uses that as a mosh. In other words, Tesis is trying to say that even though he has a heter to stretch out his arm into the azore, but he's not allowed to be meisiv in the same misa. In other words, it's Tesis beisoy. It's Tesis beisoy. So, in other words, there is aloche, let's say Gabei, Daran says that Teisves is Oseh by Pikuach Nefesh. Suppose someone is a chelon. Daran in Beitza says that. Someone is a chelon. And the doctor says that he must eat dates or figs. That's his refuah. And there are no figs, Lushi. You have to pluck it out. So there is, let's say, so of course, that there is no doubt that if, let's say, you find on one uket, you find now the chela needs two dates, two figs, and on one uket, by plucking out one branch, so on one branch has, two dates, two figs, and another branch has on it, four figs. So even though it involves the same act, you can pluck out the branch that has four figs, and you can pluck out the branch that has two figs. So the aloha is you're not allowed. Why? Because you are meisiv b'isoy, and according to the Ram, it's mashma. Now let's say, suppose you have to cook something for a chile. You have to cook for something for a chile, and let's say the chile needs one steak, but you put in the pot two steaks. Now there is no extra act of bishul. It's the same act of bishul. Because you put the act of bishul consists in putting the pot that has steaks in it. So whether it has one steak or 100 steaks, as long as it's one pot, so it's one act. So the aloha is, so from the Ran it's mashma, that it's also midraisi. If you put in the pot two steaks, when the chile needs only one steak, so it will be mechal shabbos midraisi. So the Ran has the kashe, so why does the Mishnah in Beitza say that if you need, let's say, one steak for Yontef to eat, so the woman can put in two steaks or even 100 steaks. If you need one glass of water, so you can pour into a pot, let's say 10 glasses of water, as long as it involves the same act. So the Ram says, because by Yonte, it's hutro. So mainly if it's hutro, so you can be meisiv in the milo, in the isa. Mashen came by Pikuach Nefesh, it's truyo. So if the chile needs only one kazayis, and you are mevashel two kzeisim, even though it's the same act of bishul, one kazayis, ten kzeisim, doesn't make any difference. So it's also midrash. Now, according to the Ram, it appears that whenever something is utro, then teisves b'iser, his suffering the iser is also midrash. When something is mutar. When something is utro, like Yechonetesh and Yomtev, so then Teisves and Yisear is muta, as long as it doesn't involve an extra act. But when it's truyo, so then Teisves and Yisear is osa. Now, here it's an inyan of Teisves. If we say, the second motion assumes that Kim the Efshal the Bir B'Mikzas in Mikonis Kulei is Chayev, so he holds that Bir B'Mikzas is Bir B'Kulei. But, so the question is, if Bir B'Mikzas is also Bir B'Kulei, Altidin, so he might as well enter fully into the Azor. So he says, no, but he's not allowed to be Meisiv. So if the heter of the Mitzayre to stretch out his arm had been a din of Chuyo, then we could understand it. But Gemara in Zvachim Daf Lamed Gimel says there that it's Hutro. that is hutro, it's not truyo. So if it is hutro, so teitzves b'yisrael is muter. So here it's only an in of teitzves. It's only an in of teitzves because b'yeh b'miktsas is also b'yeh b'kor. But you can behave a beer, you can realize a beer bikule in a fuller way and in a shorter way. That's the reason as to why he mentions the moshul of oily dachzuro. So mimele, but here it's hutro. By hutro the Ran says that tesis be sell is muta. So we have to say that tesis is chelik and ram. Tesis is chelik and ram. Now, because by Shabbos with by pikuach nefesh by Shabbos, so everybody agrees that tasteless. Let's say if somebody has to cook one kazayis of meat in for a chelish in sakone, so he's not allowed to put in two kzeisim. Midrash is not allowed to put in two kzeisim. And there are some rishayim who say that pikuach nefesh is hutro not truya. So the Ran shita is that pikuach nefesh is truya, so he can make that distinction. But those Rishenim who say that Pukach Nefesh is Utro, and still by Pukach Nefesh, so Teitzves B'Yisurim is Oser, and by Yechon Nefesh, Teitzves B'Yisurim is Muter, so these Rishenim must distinguish between Yechon Nefesh and Pukach Nefesh. In other words, it's not a general principle that wherever it's Utro, so Teitzves B'Yisurim is Muter, and wherever it's Truyo, so Teitzves B'Yisurim is Oser. There must be some other criteria. So apparently Teisves disagrees with the Ran's Klal, because the Teisves here in the second motion says Kim Diashal be mixasim komin skolin schayev, even though the beer be mixas is hutro, the Gemara in Zvachin Nafam Timut says it's hutro, and still Teisves is oser. So it's obvious that Teisves disagrees with the Ran's Klal, but he disagrees with the Ran's Klal. So why is it that here, though it's hutro, so tesis be surim is oser, and by yichud nefesh, so tesis be surim is muter? Well, that has to be explained. All right, but we'll leave it. All right.
This is the explanation you gave that there's a lot of time to eat. If we're assuming.
Buna says that be the mixa shmopi. So, and still the Torah was matir, the mitzera to stand in the shah nikneya, to stretch out his hand for the matin the inyets. So why? Because so we say hoy vishter ishter, just as the iser of Chus HaKippurim to enter the mikdash was mutar, so the iser of a tuyei is also. So Teisa says the kashe since be mikdash ishmo be. So let him be allowed to go in completely. I mean, he doesn't gain anything by not going into the Azor completely, just by stretching out his arm. Because stretching out his arm in itself is considered to be into the Azor. So Teisus mentions two thoughts. One teretz is the Dolimicha Shiitcha be a school in the Behed Yil Amidash Lissov. Our beer be mixas like Sid Behed Yil Mekeshi Gomalul. For some money give Mikash money give. Our beer be mixas. Shmoki. In other words, the thesis holds in the first portion that B'Mikzas is a new Issa. It's a new Issa. It's a new love that is deduced from the Hekish. Makish B'Lingi. Makish B'Lingi. It's a new Issa. So Mimele, we cannot say, inasmuch as the Torah is mattering to be aver that Issa of B'Mikzas, so he should be allowed to be aver the Issa of B'Mikzas. It's another Issa. Another Issa. That's one thing. And then the second teretz is Veidish Leima Kim Defshal Di Bibi Miktas Imi Kol Eskule Is Chaye Mil Dahar Derech Tzoro U Boli Baruch. So we explain that the second Loshen, where is the first Loshen assumes that Bibi Miktas is Osel Biteras Bibi Miktas, not that Bibi Miktas is considered Bibi Kulon, but it's Bibi Miktas itself is Osel and it's a new Isa. It's a new Yisr. So Melech, we cannot be Matia, the Yisr of Bibi Kule. It's a new Bibi Mikzas, is a special Yisr, as Bibi Mikzas is also. The second Teretz holds that the Pshat and Bibi Mikzas Shmo Bia, that Bibi Mikzas is considered Bibi Kule. So then the question arises, if it's considered Bibi Kule, so why couldn't he go in completely? He goes in completely anyway, Alpini. So let him go completely. So Teisa says, no. If somebody was Nikna Dazoro, so if he had a way of hastening out through a short route, and he took a long route, and because of that he stayed in Dazoro a longer time, so he's high recording over here. So we said Teisa doesn't mean this as a raya. Teisa only mentions it as a dimya, as a mosh. In other words, so he's also to go in completely because of ribu bishur. So then I mentioned. Now how about ribu bishur? So the Ran in Beitze. Now how about ribu bishur? So the price in Beitze says daf yudayin mimale beemesomu mimale isho kolagdei robosa afal pishin itzricha lechtichachas. Even though she has to eat on Yontef only one chtiche, one kazayis, so she can fill up a pot with 100 kazayis. Because it's only ribu bishurim, is the same act of bishul. The putting of the pot on the fire, or the turning on the fire and under the pot. So it's only ribu bishurim, there is no additional meloche involved. So it's muta by Yontef. Mimale nachtem chob yishol ma'im, afal pishin tzorech lekitnei achot. He intends to drink only one cup of water, so he can fill up a tea kettle with 1,000 cups of water, because it doesn't involve any additional melach. Now, so ribu bishurim is muteranu. Now, so the question is, why is it from the likabi pikuach nefesh if a chile, let's say if there is a chile sheyesh besakone, so it's a double poshut. That if the chayla needs one kazayis, so one is not allowed to put in 10 kzayisim in the same pot, even though it doesn't involve an additional melach, is the same egg. So the ri gives the teretz the hosom bishabes dafke di keisar skile aber biyontev di salav lo ikil. So the ri's teretz is more mikil than the ram. The first teretz is that the raise ribu b'shiurim is mutar even by bekoach nefesh. So in a name, if there is a chile sheyesh b'sakone and needs one kazais of bosor to be cooked, so we can put in the pot with the raise 100 kazaisim in the same pot. Because ribu b'shiurim is mutar. But the chachomim asad, why did the chachomim asad? They are gabichile sheyesh b'sakone not here, because there it's a nisaskile, here it's a nisah. So according to the Ri, it follows that when is Ribu B'shiurim Mosav Achilish B'sakone B'Shabes, but by Yom Tov, so it's the same with Isalav. So Ribu B'shiurim is Mutar. I mean, the poskim don't mention it, but it follows from the Ri that if someone is Achilish Yesh B'sakone on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos, and he needs one kazais, and we have to cook. Well, I mean, cooking is mutar anyway. I mean, but it's not in connection with cooking. It's in connection with some other meloch, not cooking. So ribu bishurim is mutar anyon. Ribu bishurim is mutar anyon. Even the gabechilah shev sakon. So in other words, teis v'shite is the rishite is. That ribu bishurim is muta b'chile sheyesh b'sakone, even b'shabes midraise. But the chachomim asad b'shabes. But b'yontev l'gabi chonefesh, the chachomim didn't asa. Because it's only nisal. But the Ram gives a different terrace. He says, yontev is hutro, chonefesh yontev is hutro. So mimele, v'oraya that it's hutro. That even if it's efshia, to prepare, to cook, erev yontev, so you are still allowed to cook on yontev for yontev. So mimele Yisrael is hutro. So mimele ribu shiurim is muta. Mashein kein pikuach nefesh that's tchuyo. So ribu shiurim is osa midrais. Ribu shiurim is osa midrais. So the question is now the pshat in the second teretz in teis v'siz. Even the efshar only be a b'miksas in mikon iskul yischai. Meaning the have a hoyo derech toro b'li baruchho. So what do you mean? So the second question assumes that Bia B'Miktsas is not a new Isa, it's the same Isa. And Bia B'Miktsas is Osea, because Bia B'Miktsas is considered Al-Pudin as Bia B'Kolei. So Mimele, let him go in completely into the Azore, let the Mitzere go in completely Azore, but it's Ribu Shurim. It's Ribu Shurim. So he mentions with the Rechmosh will meet at the Haro Ilu Terech Tobol Aruch. I mean, it's not that this is a Raya. But he says all that ribu bishurim is osa. Ribu bishurim is osa. So now if ribu bishurim, but the question is, the Ram says that where is ribu bishurim osa only by pikuach nefesh, because there it's truyo. But by ichul nefesh where it's hutro, so ribu bishurim is muter. And the Gemara in Zvachim says in so many words that the heter of the mitzere to stretch out his arm is hutro. The Gemara says so. It's not truyo. So ribu bishurim should be muter. Now, and according to the Ri, so the Ri is even more mekil. The Ri shite is that even by Truyo, Ribu Bishurim is muta. Only by Shabbos it's also because it's a skill, but by other Surim, by other Surim, so Ribu Bishurim is muta. Is muta like Gamre. So how can this thesis be explained? How can this is? So we said yesterday, apparently, this thesis holds that ribu bishurim can be osir even in hutro, but why is by ichul nefesh muter? Ichul nefesh is different, so we have to understand why ichul nefesh is different. Now, actually, the Ram on the Rif in Beitze, and that sugya daf yutzayin in Beitze is a very long one. So the Ram gives one teret. So first of all, now he says like this: umihom ashma. The Ram says umihom ashma. The rabbi is bishurim biyontet muter. So, would Amrino come on the Mizamne Sakum beyond the Zero Shem Yabu Bishule? So, if Ribu Bishurim is Muter, so why does the Gemara say you cannot invite a Goy on Yontef? Why? Because if you invite him, so he might forget and cook something extra for the Goy. And of course, the Torah was only Matir Echon Nefesh, Litzerech, the Echon Nefesh of Israel, not the Echon Nefesh of the Goy. But since Ribu Bishurim is Muter, so what do we care that he'll be Marve extra for the Goy? He doesn't involve any Yisra. So instead of putting in 5 Gzeisim of Bosa, he'll put in 10 Gzeisim of Bosa to accommodate the Goy. But Ribu Bishurim is Muter. So he says, Udamun lekamin zam sakum yon tegzir shem yabu bishvilei, hayne shem yabu bishvilei b'der acheres. In other words, the Chachomim Aser to invite a goy yontef to your sude, because maybe in order to accommodate a goy, he might forget and cook specially for the goy in a separate pot. So it'll involve a different meloch. So that is also. But in the same pot, then there is no east. That's the example I mentioned yesterday. So if a chayle, the reifim said, he has to eat two figs, two dry figs. So he have to cut, to harvest kreikres. So we can harvest two kreikres in shtei separate uktzi. So that will involve two melochers. Visholish buketzechan. Hey, my sinon. Shtai my sinon de chazilei, or deal visholish my sinon de komai kviktire. Vasikne visholish my sinon. Shtai loy my sinon. So, of course, he should cut the three figs that are on one uketz. So, to be only one act of harvesting, not two act of harvesting. Mishin mute bitzirod. Vat kan liboy lo osom alakai gavne di bishtayim bishnei uktsim ike libo bitzire. Avo mashma di pshitele di shnayim buke tzachot u shlesho buke tzachir. Di shtayim asinon, sholesh loim asinon. Pergim vishu os. Vitire tzri di osom bishabes davke di ike iske skile. Avo biyontev di salavike. Vilo itik shaloch. Des deri, so deri is more mekil. Deri holds a tri bishurim is muter. As long as he doesn't involve any extra miloches. So just ribu shurim, so it's muta ribu mitchuyot. Alright. Well, it takes a lot of haid, gassin on the air of the Pirkado, hayu in Mike da Ashtafach Mime, also the Kamil Rove, Omale in Ishaila Lime, it's Richa Nechal Magavime, Vayu Maise Bishabesav, the Alma Filo Bishabes Shore Shore of the Ribuya Bishur. So there, the Gemara mentions a case in Erev of Samaches. Now, today we don't do it because we use disinfectant, so maybe there is no sakone for a tinnik. But if one doesn't have any special disinfectant, so maybe so he's not allowed to be mal the child unless he puts the baby in he gives them in warm water before the mile, and then he puts the baby in warm and hot water after the mile. So suppose, so naturally the water that has to be used for washing the baby, to prepare the baby for the mille, so that the baby shouldn't develop an infection as a result of the mille, so that has to be done, that water has to be heated before Shabbos, because that's machshirin she'ef shel asei son me'arav Shabbos, so it's not yichad Shabbos. So there was a case, the water was prepared, but then it was spilled out. So you can't heat water in order to prepare the baby for the mile, because that's machshirin shef shalas eitz omerab Shabbos, it's not deicha Shabbos. So it came before Rove. Omale in ishailu leime. Now the mother is a yeilvis. The mother is a yeilvis. So the mile we have to warm water for the mother. So there is a machlikas l'shem. Now the aloche is that the mother, the yildes, so the first 3 days, even if the mother says, "Ein tzrichani," we are still allowed when we are mechuyev to be mechal Shabbos for her. Even though she says, "I'm fine, you don't have to be mechal Shabbos for me." So we have to ignore what she says. The first 3 days. Then, from the after the 3 days, up to the seventh day, so then if she says, "Tzrichani," we are mechal Shabbos. If she says, "Ein tzrichani," we're not mechal Shabbos. So there is a machlekes reshei. Some Rishonim say that this does not. Some Rishonim say that this depends upon misles. In other words, the first three misles, the first three misles. In other words, the first 72 hours. So even if she says Srichani, so it's Mechal and Shabbos. Even if she says Ein Srichani, so it's Mechal and Shabbos. And after the first three misles, up to the seven misles. After seven misles, so then it depends if she says Srichani Mechalni, if she says Ein Srichani Mechalni. But the other Rishonim who say that it doesn't depend upon misles, it depends upon the first 3 days. It depends upon the first 3 days. In other words, according to some Rishonim, and Teisa Shita is like that. Mitzvah Asvora, we should say, it depends upon misles, after all. Why should it depend upon the number of days? But Teisa Shita is, Teisa Shita is that it depends not on Misles, but on number of days. That means, according to Teisves, if the baby was born, let's say, half an hour before Shkia on Wednesday, half an hour, a few minutes before Shkia on Wednesday, so you have the balance of the day, the 5 minutes that was left in Wednesday day is one day, and Thursday is the second day, and Friday is the third day. So Friday night, according to Teisves, if the woman will say, "Ein tzrichani," so you're not allowed to be Michal Shabbos. But if she says tzrichani, so because up to 7 days, the same thing is true of the 7 days, of 7 days. So there is a machlekes. Now, there the Gemara says, "Ahu yimikad ishtapa chaminei," the water that was prepared for the tinek, in which to wash him, to prepare him for the mila, it was spilled out, and you're not allowed to be Michal Shabbos. So Rove was asked, what should be done? So Rove said, Nishailu Lime. We should ask the mother. If the mother will say, Tzchichani, so we have to be Mechamein. We have to be Mechamein for the mother. So we'll pour in, we'll fill up more water. So there'll be enough water, not only for the mother, but also for the birth of the baby. So now, that was on Shabbos, day in day. Now, so if we say that 7 days means seven misles, so it's possible that if on the eighth day, it's still within the seven misles. But, so memele, itzrichalei necham liagavimei, means al the Yisrael. So then, a Yisrael will be able to put up water on the fire, because of the pikach nefesh of the illness. The illness, even though it's the eighth day, but if the baby was born not immediately Friday night after Shkia, but he was born Shabbos afternoon, so then Shabbos morning is the eighth day already, but it's still within seven misles. So then Memele, we are allowed to be Michal Shabbos for the mother. So Memele, we'll be able to fill up the pot with more water, and there'll be enough water for the birth of the baby. But it's ribu bishurim, so then there'll be a raya that ribu bishurim lechol apoches midaraisi is muta by chilash yesh b'sakom. But the rishonim who say that shleisha yomim and shiva yomim doesn't depend upon misles, but it depends upon days. So memele day of day, that's already after the 7 days. So even if the baby was born 1 minute, if the baby was Meitzias Reishei 1 minute before the sunset of the Shabbos day of the previous Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos morning, it's still day of day, because the 1 minute that was left in the Shabbos day, the previous Shabbos, is one day. So Friday was already... The Friday was already the seventh day. So Shabbos morning, so she does not have a din of achilah sheyesh b'sakone, even if she says, tzrichani. So Teisves says the kashe, and that's Teisves shite. So Teisves says the kashe against itself. So why does the Gemara, why did Rove say, mishayle liimei tzrichani echam l'agavimei? But we're not allowed. So Teisves says, it means, yitzriche, because the Yehudas has a din of achilah sheyesh b'sakone for 30 days, if she says tzrichani. So in other words, Amir Linochi is muta for a yildes if she says tzrichani 30 days after birth. So what, when Rove said Nishayel Ime Yitzriche Nichol Yagavim, it means Aldiya. So tell it goy. So in other words, so he says, so Tiret Tzrizal the Hotzom B'Shabes Davke Nikei Saskile Avu B'Yom Tev Nisalav Lo Yikei V'Li Tikshu L'Chayin Kassin B'Yom Perik Ador Ha'u Yim Nikei Nishtapach Mime Os Likam D'Rov Amu Nishayel Ime Yitzrichem Nichol Makavim V'Ahu Maise B'Shabes Ave De'al Ma'afilu B'Shabes De'afilu B'Shabes Shol Ribu B'Shure Do Likash She'kvor Pir Sh'Rash Zal V'Chein B'Tei Sves D'Nichol Ima Al-De'akum Koma V'Arash B'Zal Meise Ve'id V'Eimer Liman di meforesh osam dal Yisrael koma. That depends upon the machlekes rishonim, whether gimel yomim zayin yomim means gimel yomim, gimel misles and zayin misles, or it means gimel yomim. So it's loy kashe. The chimdo in mitzar ala mid rabbonon kim di biyom tefshore hosom gabi mile mishum mitzu itiro ligamre afil al di Yisrael. So in other words, so the Rashba says that he that even if we say that Nechaim Alei Meita means Al Yisrael, because Zayin Yomi means Zayin Misles, and the mother has gave birth to the baby at the end of the Shabbos day, so Meile on the next Shabbos day, when it's day the Yom Amile, so it's still within the seven Misles. So, seven Misles, so Meile Nechaim Alei means Al Yisrael, but the Rashba says that Shabbos, the Chachomim were Machmir, so the Chachomim were only Machmir mit Rabbono, but mit Raisi it's Muter. So they are in order to enable the father to be Mikayim Milad Bizmano and Shabbos, the Chachomim were So he says, Michlau Bisvir Alei, the Vibuya Bishura Bishabbos, the Mitzah and Rabbon. Utmani Alei, Din Kei Maikom Miboy Lehosom Menoches. If you have two teines and two ktsim and three teines and one uketz, so the Gemara et Navaye should he harvest the two ktsim or just the one uketz? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion. I mean that the one uketz. But the Gemara had a salgadaitor. If Rib Bishurim is on the house of the Rabbanon, how could the Gemara even for a moment have a salgadaitor? That's the Ramsa Sogi against the Rashba. So what did the Rashba have to say? That in the Chanami, that was the Sofik in the Gemara, because the Gemara wasn't sure whether Ribu Bishurim is also the Raise, or Ribu Bishurim is also the Rabbanon. But why is the Gemara patient that he should harvest the one who gets the test three, because Ribu Bishurim is only also the Rabbanon. So Mele, we have to be Marbe Bishurim rather than to be Marbe Bimloch. This is how the Rashba is. Alright. With man alim dim kemay kom boy was noch es bitte ich alles mein sinon der ribe bishur mit sinon der rabonon der ribe psira mit sam der reise mi fich och nir ali bago di vada ay ribe bishur be shabbes mit reise mit sam va fu och ali dom ribe bishur be yonte der ribe bishur be shabbes sha shabbes truye u itzel khile vi lo yutro u fich och kol she ikam lo och osea afti swase kome u mit sam der reise aber yonte she khonefesh hutabo da filef chamer yonte shore kol she u marvali